Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yesterday, we taught a class with Dr. Amber Abernathy from Missouri State University about conscientiousness and psychology. And I was on my best behavior. I'm going to try to do it 2 days in a row. I don't know if I'm going to be able to succeed at that today because I've got something on my mind that is really, really bothering me. And I asked Kyle if he would like to join me. And what we're going to be talking about is substandard, defective, planned obsolescence, fraudulently represented parts. Parts for all kinds of equipment. I'm talking about riding lawnmowers. I'm talking about the engines. I'm talking about bearings, wheel bearings, all kinds of things, headlights. And we're going to go through and explain to you what we have seen. And I'm going to ask Kyle for his comments. Is he seeing the same thing? Because, frankly, we are on the front lines, ground zero, if you will, of seeing this problem. And it absolutely, positively frosts me. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Kyle, thank you for being with us in the front of the classroom today.
Good morning, Vince. I guess we'll put out another informative, boring broadcast.
Well, you know, I believe... okay, so there is a, this applies to this class. So there is a law called Gresham's Law. And Gresham's Law has to do with money. Now, you know, we all know that money is gold and silver. But Gresham's Law states, and I'm paraphrasing, that bad money drives out good money. Always. So what is an example of good money? That would be gold and silver. You know, tangible assets. What is bad money? Paper. Paper that represents good money, okay? Like a Federal Reserve note. You know, it used to be that they called them silver certificates and gold certificates because a $5 gold note was redeemable at the Treasury for $5 worth of physical gold. And silver certificates were redeemable for physical silver. You just go to the bank, and they would give you silver dollars for a piece of paper that said 1 or 5 or 10 or 20 on them. Okay? So the bad money drove out the good money because no one deals in silver today. You don't go to the pharmacy. You don't go to the Chinese factory outlet with a $5 gold piece and buy anything. They wouldn't know what to do with it, literally. And neither would a bank. That's one thing. So... I have noticed that bad products, low-cost products, drive out good products, quality products. So I've named it Vincent's Law. There's Gresham's Law and there's Vincent's Law. Vincent's Law is how low-cost, substandard, bad quality products drive out good products. And you'll know those names, and I can prove it right now with names like Craftsman of 1970 and before. S.K. Wayne, that's a company that made ratchets and sockets and wrenches and screwdrivers. top quality. Okay. Husky. Husky was a company that made top quality, affordable wrenches. I have all of my, and sockets and ratchets and extensions. I have all of the tools that have the Husky brand name from the 1960s and 1970s that I bought. And they are my favorite tools. I also have all my S.K. Waney Craftsman. I have my dad's Craftsman tools from the 1940s. Top quality. And they have been driven down and beaten by a company called Harbor Freight Tools, which is the Chinese factory tool outlet. Okay. So that's Vincent's law. Bad products drive out good products. Another example of that is you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you look at refrigerators. And they used to have names like Whirlpool, General Electric. Now they have names like Samsung and LG, Gold Star. And they're substandard. They're flimsy, but they look really stylish with their polished and brushed stainless steel skins. But inside, they've got cheesy components. Okay. And then there's this other theory that I have, which complements Vincent's law about products, and that's called Vincent's 10% less theory. And that is that most Chinese products are at least 10% thinner, 10% lighter, 10% shorter, 10% narrower, contain 10%, at least 10% less material than a quality U.S. product. But they shine them up and they package them so they look great at first blush. Now, in the long run, they don't last so well. And I'm going to give you a first example. Kyle, you may think of examples as well. So here's just one example. So a vehicle came in. It was a General Motors truck around 2011. And the headlight lenses were getting cloudy to the point where the headlight bulbs weren't projecting through the headlight lens as well as the owner would like. So we were able to find some somewhat reasonably priced headlight lenses, because the ones from General Motors would be about $1,000 for this, for a pair of them, for this particular truck. And we were able to secure them for about $400 and install them. And they looked great. And they're made by the communist Chinese. A year later, they're cloudy. Now, the first ones that were original equipment on the General Motors truck lasted 10 years. These lasted 1 year. So what we've done in all of these counties throughout the United States is we've built monuments to the communist Chinese, and they are called trash dumps. So we buy products, and we go, geez, you know that DVD player, yeah, I guess I got to get a new one. Yeah, well, it's 3 years old now, it's 2 years old, and so it's time to get a new one. You know, updated software, updated features, and by the way, you know, it doesn't work, you know, the old one, so it's time to get a new one. People have been hoodwinked, brainwashed, convinced into thinking that's normal. I'm thinking that a refrigerator should last 50, 60 years, and you should be able to get the replacement parts for it, you know, like the door gaskets and the latches that refrigerators used to have. You certainly wouldn't have to replace the compressor because they lasted 50, 60, 70 years. Kyle, any comments about that?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince. I've thought to myself before that these garbage dumps that we've got out here are monuments to the Chinese garbage that they put into this country. You could mention cold steel knives like I did last time. You know, they've gotten thinner. In my opinion, they've gotten worse, but they've gotten a lot cheaper. It's interesting, you know, you were thinking about the plastic parts. A friend of mine had a Buick Century. I'm sorry, Buick LeSabre. And he had a coolant leak. And I told him that I would come over and try to give him a hand on trying to find it. He said, no, I just want to take it to a mechanic. So he took it to this one shop that's in the town that's fairly close to us. And anyway, he says, he come out, the the guy told him, said, well, you need all of this stuff right here, like $2,150 worth of stuff. And I said, I'll guarantee you that that is not correct. That more than likely what has happened, what I've seen happen, is the necks, either it'll be the intake manifold gasket, or it will be the neck of the plastic radiator that's going to be a problem. And so I told him I take it to another mechanic that I actually went to school with. Him and I were in auto mechanics class together. And he opened up a shop, and he's a very honorable guy. Sure enough, he went over there, and it was a cracked neck on his radiator, and he fixed it for $60. So it's just, you know, but it's a plastic radiator. You know, it's just like you said, you know, my old 1977 Chevy pickup with a tin type radiator, I take care of it. I mean, I don't let the coolant go terribly long without flushing it out. You know, maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 at the most before I'll flush it out, clean it out. It is still the original radiator from 1977. But it's become so, you know, people don't have to live by what they buy anymore. You know, it's like you don't have to, in a sense, you don't have to depend upon it for your very life. You just depend. People buy new refrigerators because they think, oh, this just looks cooler and nicer, and it's got all these smart things, and I can tell what I need in my refrigerator when I'm not even home. I can look on my smartphone, and it tells me all this stuff. And you're right. The size of the compressors are so much smaller. The amount of insulation and the quality of the tin and the steel is smaller on the new ones. It's pathetic to me. And we're going to pay a very harsh price, I'm afraid, for the planned obsolescence that has been perpetrated on our society. And we have just swallowed it. Because the leaders of the country are not willing to stand up against it and fight it and bring the manufacturing back to the United States.
So I got a call from our daughter, and she said, hey, Dad, the refrigerator quit running, and I've got all this food that's defrosting. What do you think? And I said, well, go get a hard start kit. I'm pretty darn sure that would fix it. That's like $10 or $15. I said, it'll probably cost you around $20 if you don't, you know, get it on the internet. And you can wire that in. I'll talk you through it. She'd never done it before. And she said, no, I think I'm just going to get a new refrigerator. So she went to Lowe's and Home Depot and all those big box stores. And she found out what we already knew, and that is they don't have them. They don't have refrigerators that you can buy. They have refrigerators that you can look at. They have dishwashers you can look at, washers and dryers, etc. But they don't have a refrigerator stock room where you could say, I'd like this one right here, this 20 cubic foot refrigerator. I've got my pickup truck. Can I buy it and take it with me? No. See, well, we'll deliver it to you. There's a charge for that. And we come out. Where's your area? Okay, that'll be on Tuesdays we come out there. So we missed it for this Tuesday, but it can be, the following Tuesday, and we'll bring it to you. So she bought instead a one off the floor that had a little bit of damage to it. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, class, you're going to find that you're going to agree with us. And this sets the stage for the next discussion, which is ball bearings. But back to the refrigerator and freezer combination. So it was a side-by-side. She ended up buying one of these, and she paid half price for it because, and it was like ridiculous in price, maybe $1,600 for this silly thing. And but it was half price, and she needed one. In her mind, she needed one, so she bought this thing and got a pickup truck and brought it home. Okay, and so everything was good, and so she was really proud of it, and she was showing mom and dad, and she said, "This is my new refrigerator," and it was either a Samsung or LG Gold Star, but I believe it was Samsung. So I opened the refrigerator door and I looked, and it had really, really this wonderful bluish color light, which made it look colder inside than it was. So it has this bluish LED light, and it has the drawer in the bottom of the refrigerator for vegetables. And so I closed the door, and a couple minutes later she said, "Hey, Dad, you left the freezer door open." And I said, "No, I didn't." She said, "Look, it's open. You got to keep it closed." I said, "Oh, okay." So she closed the freezer door, and I went in to look again, and she said, "You did it again. You left the freezer door open." I said, "No, I didn't. I didn't even go in the freezer. The freezer side, which would be the left side." And I said, "By the way, where is the, you've got the bottom drawer for the vegetables. The middle drawer, where is that? I don't see it in here. You know, where you put your cheese and you put maybe if you had deli items, you put them in there. I don't see that. Where is it?" She goes, you know, "You're right. It doesn't have that." So what I did was I closed the refrigerator door, and what I saw what happened. When you close the refrigerator door, the freezer door pops open. Why? Because it is so lightweight. It's that 10% or more law or rule or theory that I have that they take out so much material that when you close the refrigerator door, the pressure of just closing the air pressure pops open the freezer door. So I called up Samsung, and I said, I just want to tell you what's happening. And he said, oh, Mr. Finelli, you see, you don't understand. You see, it's supposed to do that. You see, the pressure is relieved by when you close the refrigerator door, the pressure is relieved by popping open the freezer door. I said, absolutely not. No American manufacturer has anything like that. You close one door and the other door doesn't pop open. That's ridiculous. And I wanted to say, ma'am, the only reason you have a job is because they were evening up on, they must have been low on some quota and they hired you. I wanted to say that, but I bit my tongue. So she's telling me that it's supposed to do that. So my daughter's thinking, Dad isn't paying attention. I'm thinking, what is with this cheesy thing? So I'm feeling the door, and there's nothing to it. They couldn't take another fraction of an ounce of material out of this because they've already done it. It's as light, as thin, and cheesy as possible. But it looks beautiful and until you lean against it and put a dent in the door, right? So that is the status of things. We are buying things. We've been convinced by these Chinese manufacturers that looks and features are where it's at. Longevity, don't worry about it. Kyle, any comments before we get into ball bearings?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. And jumping just for a minute, you know, back to the headlights. I've given up on trying to buy new headlight lenses for these cars of ours. Anyway, I was at a garage sale last summer. And this guy had her parents was downsizing and moving into a retirement home, and she was selling off all of her dad's stuff. And he had a brand new box of headlight restoration, kit. And in this box was a kind of a tough round foam ball that you hook to a drill motor and a paste and then a sealant and then, and then it had a little bit of 303 or some type of a cure that you would put over the top of it. And I have found that rather than replace those lenses that are so expensive every year, I just have to go out there and buff my wife's lenses on her car and buff the one on my truck is not out on the road so much as the cars are. So they tend to last about 3 years, or 2 years. But I have just given up on trying to buy new stuff. I just buff them out because it's about the only thing you can do to don't have to save some money.
And be able to see where you're going.
Yep.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about ball bearings. I'll just tell you one more little piece about this refrigerator, and I won't make it very long, but I'll tell you what I did. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A movement to change the map of Idaho to include rural counties in eastern and southern Oregon and as far as northern California is moving forward. The president of Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, Mike McCarter, has rallied seven of Oregon's 36 counties to vote in favor of considering becoming a part of Idaho.
It's not the final straw. This has been going on for several years, but it's just reaching ahead right now. And the people in rural Oregon are starting to speak out. Enough is enough. We are tired of being ruled by Northwest Oregon and their experiments up there, their taxes up there, their drug freedom and everything that's going on up there. And we are just crying out to let us go. Allow us to be part of Idaho.
Mr. McCarter on Fox News says he's ashamed of Oregon's social experiments. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You too can get in on Ford's new electric pickup truck. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC,
"We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, I want to get in. And the Secret Service is like, no, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in. And he looked at me and I said, you should get in. And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of his speech, he goes, I want to drive this car. And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I got a tap on my shoulder. Hey, the security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track. I said, okay.
Ford says its new electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck will be profitable when it arrives at U.S. dealerships next year. Pricing for the vehicle range from about $40,000 for a work truck to about $90,000 for a high-end model. A mountain lion that roamed the streets of San Francisco for 2 days has been captured and will be returned to the wild. The 100-pound, 2-year-old male was found in a tree on Mission Street Wednesday night. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just to finish up the story about the refrigerator, I went to Home Depot, where she bought it. And so I went to the display area where they had all these refrigerators and freezers and dishwashers and washing machines and dryers and all that. And I was opening the doors of all the refrigerators, you know, the American ones and the communist Chinese ones. And I was noticing that the communist Chinese ones, you open the refrigerator door and close it, and the freezer door pops open, just as our daughter's does. And so eventually this equal opportunity person showed up and said, may I help you? And I said, you know, I've been looking all over for that, you know, that center drawer that you have in refrigerators where you put deli items and cheese. You know what I'm talking about? She said, yeah. I said, I've been looking all over for it. Do you have it? And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? I said, oh. So our daughter bought one of these Samsung refrigerator freezer combinations off the floor because you didn't have one that she could buy that was undinged. And it doesn't have one of these, that center drawer where you put the deli items. She said, well, let's go look it up. So we go to the computer and we're looking and looking and looking. She said, oh, that's an option. Yeah, no, you have to order that separately. Kyle, is that unbelievable? It's not. It's an option?
Oh, I can't even. You know, Vince, the fluoride in the water, as far as dumbing down the populace and the reality of the stupid TV shows that have been playing for the last 25 years, have done an amazing job on totally destroying the intellect and the reasoning ability of just the American populace, in my opinion. It's so sad to me. Like you, Vince, I would be infuriated if I got a refrigerator where every time I shut the door and the freezer pops open. But I bet you 98% of the people, when that happens and they call and they say, well, it's supposed to, we'll just accept it. I can't even hardly go there.
Well, she thought I was going to accept it and I didn't. So, I said, you're reading this, right? You're reading this off some screen? Because obviously, I mean, somebody who could actually write words that are, like propaganda sentences, put this together, because it makes no sense whatsoever. So you tell a lie enough and big enough that people believe it. Okay, so let's go to bearings. Now, there are several types of bearings that would be used in equipment. So if it moves, there's a bearing. Okay, if it's a machine and it has moving parts, there's some kind of a bearing. Now, it can be as simple as a sleeve bearing, or it can be a ball bearing, or it can be a roller bearing, or it can be a tapered roller bearing. Now, I know this is going to be a little difficult, but I'd like you to try to imagine with us in class what I'm talking about, because this is going to affect you. So if you have a riding lawnmower, this will affect you, and a lot of us do. So I'm talking about the kind that you can buy at the Chinese factory outlet that say names like Troy Built, Cub Cadet, Husqvarna, Craftsman, all those names. MTD, which is Murray, Snapper, all those brands have bearings, and they're cheesy. So let me just tell you what these bearings are, and I'll tell you what we found out. So there are ball bearings. And let's say you had a pencil, a round pencil, not the kind that's squared on the edges, the kind that is just completely round. And let's say you didn't have an eraser, with the metal holder for the eraser on the end of the pencil. It's never been used. It's brand new, and it would be used in kindergarten class to teach writing. So it's a little fatter. So that's the pencil we have. And let's say you wanted to roll that around and round and round, like as if you moved it across the surface of the desk. All right, so let's say you put a bearing on either side, the left side and the right side, and the bearing would allow that pencil to roll without contacting the desk. Now, the bearing that would be a really good bearing for that type of application would be a ball bearing. And a ball bearing has a whole bunch of these very polished, very, very precisely machined balls. And they are the same size. All of them are the same size within a very, very close tolerance. Now, that is a perfect bearing for that kind of an application. But what it's not the perfect bearing for is sideways loads. So if you just press down on that pencil and you rotate it, a ball bearing is perfect for that. But if you have side-to-side movement, that's not the kind of bearing you want. In that case, you want something called a tapered roller bearing. Now, a tapered roller bearing is somewhat cone-shaped, and they used to be used on the front axle spindles of automobiles. And you would you could adjust these with a nut. You'd tighten them a little bit and make the bearing tighter, or you could loosen that nut. And there's a cotter pin that holds the nut in place. It's called a castellated nut. And you could have more or less force on the bearing to keep it in place. Now, the reason that they use those kind of bearings instead of ball bearings is because when you went around a curve, there were lateral forces on that bearing. Okay, that's why they used them. It's a brilliant design. And I still have the original bearings, front wheel bearings, of this tapered roller design that you could grease and lubricate yourself and maintain them, and they would last a long time. We have two 1968 AMXs, American Motors AMXs, here at the farm. Both of them have the original roller bearings, tapered roller bearings, because I greased them, adjusted them, and maintained them. All right. So they are perfect for that kind of a load. Now, an alternator is like back to that pencil design. An alternator is a shaft that just spins round and round and round and round. And a ball bearing is great for that. So there's a ball bearing type called a 203. And that's what they use for alternators. Now, you know how big an alternator is. It's the size of a 4-pound bag of flour or sugar. That's about how big an alternator is. And there's a shaft that runs right through the middle of it. And it has permanently sealed, permanently greased bearings. You do not grease them. They're greased at the factory, and they'll last until the bearings run dry and fail. Okay, which could be, you know, 5 years or so. Well, in those mowers that are sold at the Chinese factory outlet and other places, they have decided that they are going to use, instead of the correct type of bearing, which would be a tapered roller bearing, on the mower spindles, they use alternator bearings, which are ball bearings. And they are not always the kind that you can grease. Now, they may have a grease fitting, but on the ends of the inside end and the outside end of these ball bearings, they have seals on them to keep the grease in them. Well, so you don't have to grease them. Those are what's typically used in these mowers. So even if you have a Zerk fitting to grease the mower spindle bearings that are attached to the mower blades, the grease may never get to the bearings, which explains why they wear out after about a year and a half. I'm not kidding. So we have, in our shop, we've got a John Deere mower, 42-inch cut. It has two 21-inch blades. And the person operating it got into some heavy grass and bent one of the replacement blades, not made by John Deere. So now the blade is not straight, and it chops through the grass rather than cut smoothly. Okay. So we picked up some blades, some aftermarket blades, from a very reputable store, and put them on, and started it up, and the blades smashed into each other. Why? Because the design of these mowers is such that the blades, two blades, 21 inches apiece, miss each other by about an eighth of an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch. When they spin, they can smash into each other. But the engineers space them a quarter of an inch apart, let's say, and they figure, well, that's close enough. And we don't have to go through having a timing system to make sure that one blade doesn't smash into the other, or have three blades, so they have two big blades, and there's a gap between them, and then there's a blade in the middle that cuts that gap. So what they did was they took out all the cost that they could. They used two blades, and when you buy replacement blades, if the tolerance is off by an eighth of an inch each, if they're too long by an eighth of an inch each, they'll smash into each other, which is exactly what happened. And these blades were made by a company called Oregon. Oregon's a top quality company, or it used to be, that would make chains for chainsaws. And so if someone had an Oregon chain, like the state, you'd say, that's a good chain. Well, I don't know about it anymore, because now I look at these blades, and the manufacturing tolerances are so far off that the blades smash into each other, even though they say they fit the application that we're using them for, even though they say it fits that exact lawnmower. Okay, so now that's one part. The other part is if you buy, if your bearing fails and you buy a replacement spindle from, let's say, eBay, and we did, and we put it on, and my son said to me, Dad, will you take this mower for a test drive? I said, sure. I said, I started up. I didn't even mow with it. I got just got the blade spinning, and I said, this is no good. These, you've got an out-of-balance condition. Either the blades are out of balance, the, or the spindles on the shafts in the spindles that hold the blades in the spinning position are bent. Both of them. And that is the case. So now we bought brand new spindles that are defective. We bought brand new blades that are too big and they smash into each other. And we bought brand new pulleys that are of steel that is so weak that they spin on the spindle. And we found that these spindles, the housing for the spindle, which has a Zerk fitting, that you pump at least a half a pound of grease into, which would be a half a tub or a half of a cartridge of grease to fill it up. That grease can't lubricate the bearings because the bearings on both ends of the spindle are sealed. And they're the wrong bearings because they're alternator bearings and they can't handle the lateral forces of a lawnmower blade spinning around at, let's say, 2,400 revolutions per minute. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. The, well, people, one of the ways to think about this as far as the bearings go is that on an alternator, the pressure of the belt that's hooked to the front of the alternator is very close to the where the bearing is. There's almost, there's very little lateral force on that bearing. But when you get a spindle hanging down that's spinning blades, there's a lot of lateral force because it, the longer you stick the spindle down, the more torque there is on those bearings. It's the same thing as why these the front load washing machines wear the bearings out in the back really fast. I mean, compared to the old style Maytags that'll go for 30 or 35, 40 years. My daughter, I'll finish this after the break. I can hear the music.
Yeah, yeah. And so, class, what we're talking about is two different things: substandard engineering and substandard materials combined cause forced obsolescence, and you're all paying for it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wish we had more time for this hour of USA Prepares. There's so much to go through. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, anyway, these front load washers have a spindle in the back that sticks through a couple of bearings, and the entire water and your wet clothes and the load, everything is sitting out there putting pressure down on that spindle, that shaft that goes through the bearings and the seals. My daughter just had hers completely rebuilt after 3 years of having it. And the guy put in brand new. He said, oh, these seals are better. It'll help them last longer. And $600 and some odd later, rebuilding this thing. And so I happened to be there when he was doing it. And I said, how much life do you expect that she'll get out of this? And he said, well, the bearings will probably last another 4 years, but or 4 to 5 years. And he said, I'm more concerned about the electronic controls. He said, if the electronic controls go out, it's not worth repairing because you can buy a new washer for what the control pad will cost you. So
if you go to Craigslist, you'll see these washers all over Craigslist, and they all say the same thing. Bad bearings. Won't cost more than a few hundred dollars to repair. You know, 2 years old, love it, bad bearings, so I bought a new one. Okay, that's what they say on Craigslist. People, so your problem is all over. It's made it all the way to Missouri, and I'm pretty sure it made it to the East and West Coast as well. I'm only kidding. I'm sure. These are bad, bad designs. So that Buick LeSabre that you were talking about with the coolant leak, that is another problem. And we got a call in the shop. A friend of a customer of our son's has a Cadillac, and coolant disappears after he uses it every time. Every time he goes to work, it's down coolant, and he can't find the leak. So he brought it to Advance Auto, and they said, we're going to charge you $50 to tell you what's wrong. or tell you what we think is wrong. So they told him that he needed a thermostat. That's what the problem was. And so the guy that owns the Cadillac decided he was going to call our son. He called our son, he explained the problem. Our son said, no, that's not what the problem is. The problem is you have a leaky intake manifold gasket where the coolant flows into the head, or leaky head gaskets. And that's what that's exactly what the problem is. And it could cost, you know, $500 to $1,000, depending on, you know, which engine you have and so forth. But he'd be glad to take a look at it for him for free. So this problem with the plastic radiator parts breaking is common. Plastic hose couplings breaking is common. We didn't used to have that. All of that was metal. Every bit of the cooling system was metal. The impeller on the water pump, the hose connections, the radiator, end caps, all of that was metal, and we didn't have these kinds of problems. Now we do. Not only do we have these problems, we have seven different kinds of antifreeze because of the different metals involved in the engine. So if you have an engine with an aluminum head and a cast iron block and an aluminum heater core, and an aluminum radiator, you need one kind of antifreeze. Well, depending on whether it's a Ford, Chevy, a Chrysler, or an Asian car, or a German car. So it's seven different kinds of antifreeze, at least. There's pink and yellow and orange and violet and green and light yellow. Just to name a few. And they're not necessarily compatible with each other. And some of them will eat plastics, and some of them protect plastics. Some will eat metal, and others will protect metal. And you just can't mix them. You have to know exactly what you're doing. And the guys behind the counter, would you really trust them? I wouldn't. So we're seeing all kinds of failures in terms of cooling systems because of that. I wanted to mention one other thing, a couple of the things quickly. So we have a Cub Cadet lawnmower 42-inch from 1960. It's got the original bearings and the mower. We've worn out three engines. We bought it used. It's on its third engine. But it still has the original tires, the original tire tubes, the original bearings, the original transmission, the original generator, starter. Everything is original except the engine block has been replaced with the engine block and piston and crankshaft has been replaced. And it's on its third one. And it's probably going to go another 20 years. But it has the original tires and tubes. Now, and we have also a new, relatively new, 20-year-old Cub Cadet. Both of them have been put in the garage out of the weather. We don't leave them outside. And after a couple years, the new Cub Cadet, which is 20 years old, wouldn't hold air in the tires because it has Chinese tire tubes, Chinese tires. And the latest, so put in new replacement tire tubes. Of course, they come from China. Chinese rubber parts are lousy, substandard. They're hoses. They're air hoses from Harbor Freight. I've got 100 feet of hose, and it blew. When have you ever seen an American hose for an air compressor for filling up tires? Well, when? Never. Never. But the Chinese ones do. So Chinese rubber products, in my opinion, are the worst on the planet. Kyle, 10 seconds. Any comments?
Well, we're in for deep trouble, folks. Buy the best you can afford, because if you're preparing, you want the best, not something that's this cheap.
Yeah. Yep. And that's Vincent's law of the substandard Chinese products. They're 10% less. Kyle, thanks.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.